Thursday was an encouraging session in many respects, mainly from the vantage point of the recovery from yesterday's decline when the ASX 200 was down by 1.6%. The market did come off its best levels of the day over the afternoon. It finished up by 0.7%. So the point that stands out is that the areas that were marked down yesterday tended to be supported today. And amongst those were the big four banks. All of them were up by more than 1%. We saw a recovery for the big decliners yesterday in QBE and Retail Food Group, which were each down in the range of around 10%. So today, QBE was up by 1%, Retail Food Group up by 0.2%. Not necessarily anything to write home about. Elsewhere, grocers were well supported today. Wesfarm is an example of that, up by about 1.5%. Elsewhere, we have heard that there is a new crown prince in Saudi Arabia. This is important because it could potentially, over time, indicate a power shift. He has, in historic terms, been aggressive towards Iran, has been instrumental in cutting off diplomatic ties with Qatar. So it's something to look forward to as a longer term, but oil prices remain under pressure. But energy stocks were generally firmer today. As far as company news was concerned today, Domino's Pizza down by 3% on the back of a broker downgrade. Murray Goulburn increased its southern region milk price today, and that helped the stock up by about 4%. CIMIC was a big story today, with the shares up by 1.7% on news that it had won contracts to construct significant portions of Sydney's metro rail project, and that'll yield them $2.8 billion along with their joint venture partners. The Aussie dollar not really doing all that much at the moment. It's trading around 75.5 US cents.